If one's the worst number in business, two is the worst number in scaling. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you're super well. I hope you guys enjoyed last night's Q&A. I just wanted to come to the group and teach something very, very important that almost can't wait for a Q&A. So it won't take me long. It's a short piece, but an important piece. So who's joining me live? Just type in the chat. Just say hi. Type in the chat. Say hi. Who's in the chat? But I just wanted to quickly teach something that I've been wanting to teach for a little while. So I'm in my balcony in my speed. That's our view. The pools in the background there, etc. Here in Cairo. And first of all, how was last night? Put in the chat. How did you enjoy last night? Pretty cool, right? And Blair's brilliant at helping people build teams, be bigger, helping them with sales. And he's just an awesome guy and helped me so much. And here's something that I've there's a piece I've been wanting to teach to the group that's so important. And so many of you have been with me now for quite some time. And some of you have been through my new patient avalanche program and conversion alchemy and now into inner circle group and now into platinum, some of you. And you've heard me bang on about the following statements. And the statement is the worst number in business is one. That is correct. But here's something that I've noticed from probably not conceptualized. I've known it. Hey, Tom, good to see you. Probably not conceptualized, but until now fully, but I've seen it now in so many inner circle members in some way, shape or form. And I've really got a handle on the numbers of it. So worst number in business is one type of marketing source, one type of new patient source, one type of revenue. Like if you only got one type of income and it's only your practice, that's not great, you know, because it's not if, it's when we have another financial crisis, etc. So that is very, very true. And even through the last crisis, you know, whatever happened with COVID, that really served me well, having multiple forms of income. Being traveling, having multiple forms of income served me well, etc. But here's the thing. One is the worst number in business. If one's the worst number in business, two is the worst number in scaling. I can't even begin to tell you how bad the number two is when you're scaling. So context for that. Building multiple practices ourselves and seeing people try build multiple practices as a direct influence of me, by the way. I've had associates leave me and this is a true story about, by the way. I've had associates leave, take a front desk staff member, a marketing staff member, operational staff member, and say to me, look me in the eye and say, you know, we're going to open multiple practices and we're coming for you. I always smile and I laugh because time is a great leveler. Time is a great leveler. And they'll get the first practice up and running pretty fast. They'll get the second practice up even pretty fast, especially with my operations, like our operational person, marketing person from me and a CA from me. They get a second practice, but they never get a third. And if they do, they'll shrink back down to two or maybe one again. That's not a bad thing, by the way. They don't realize it yet. But here is the magic of it all. Here's the magic of it all. Here's the numbers that I need you to understand. When we are building a practice, when we are starting a practice from scratch, even within a practice where I'm not adjusting to, we make no money at two associates, so everyone's clear. That kind of gets us to break even. We only start making money, really, is when the third person comes in, or fourth, or fifth. So the magic number is four or five. Okay, so let's take that to, so either multiple practices or multiple associates. What a lot of people do wrong is they hire one associate. That means there's only two of you in the practice. It's not a great number. Unless you're hiring one associate with the wrong context. One associate makes you no extra money. So there's a 7-hour piece I need to teach on this, right? It's a full day conference I need to teach on this. But if you're hiring an associate, one, for, I don't know, the feel in the practice and to have more people in the practice and to have like a, you know, just a slightly growth, a growth-minded attitude within the practice, that's cool, you can do that. But I'm going to tell you, you're probably not going to earn any extra money. And here's what sometimes happens. People wrongly, the definition of a business is a profit-making enterprise that works without you. So they try and one, so that you might hear me say, they try and one associate. One associate doesn't do it. You're still not a business. It's five. It's four or five. So maybe three chiropractors and two physiotherapists or massage therapists. Five. It isn't like five chiros, it's a bit better, but it's five. It's four to five. Safer five. I've got a whole piece I can teach on that. But if you're hiring an associate but you're looking for freedom, you ain't gonna get it from one. You might get other things from one that may be still worth it. But I just really need to quickly teach that into the group. That for some of you, so what's the point then? That's your question. What's the point of hiring one associate? You've got to answer that. You're not going to make more money, and you're not going to get freedom. In fact, you may get less of both. You may get less time. You will get less time. You probably will get less money, because not only now you're making no money from the one associate that you're paying a ridiculous percentage to, which makes it no point, you also have increased complexity massively, which you have to step up. And that takes time away from you seeing patients if you are self-employed. So I guess the distinction, the clear understanding I need people to grasp is you're not even moving remotely close to business owner by hiring one associate. You are probably getting less of both time and money, almost certainly, by hiring one. It's the same for two practices. Now, some of you on this call have one associate, and some of you have, that's number two, and then the two numbers, and then some of you might have two practices, and you're going to hear this, and you go, oh, shit, Ryan, but I'm already there. That's okay if you understand the context of it. If it's to make more money and have more time, you're not going to get that from two. You're not going to get that from one extra associate or two associates, by the matter, by that way, and you're not going to get that from one extra practice. So before you start the extra practice, and if you're wanting to have a business, a profit-making enterprise that works without you, which is not always the smartest thing for a lot of people in this group, by the way, for me it was. It was just the way I was wired. You will make less money at two than you do at one. You will make more money often with just you and building, because you've got such crazy high margins, building the team, not associates, to support your journey because your margins are so high. Do you understand? Very similar to the coaching industry. Like, I have a big team around me that's because I have high margins that support my network and better serve, etc. But I haven't, you know, I don't have a partnership in there. I don't have another coach that I'm doing it with, because I'm not going to make any more money. I'm not going to serve more people. I can serve more people actually by building a better team. So it's the same within your practice and multiple practices. So before you open the second practice is on the way to four, by the way. So I'm not telling you to not open the second practice. I'm telling you, don't open the second practice and stay there, because you are going to make less money, less time, and more pain by opening two. But you've got to get to two to get to five, right? So the magic number is, for scaling, in my experience, this is not from a book, this is not from anything, so don't, you know, I can only tell you from my experience and having worked with so many of you guys and opened so many practices and had so many associates in practices, the magic number is four to five, five to be safe. So so one practice or five, what you or five, if you're wanting a profit-making enterprise that works without you. You ain't going to get that with one extra associate. So then you have to ask yourself, what's the point? And there may be legitimate points to that. There might be, well, I'm at a point in my career where I want to grow somebody else and help them achieve their dreams. And that's the point. That's awesome. Like, and then you do that with that heart there. But I just needed to address this limping in to only adding one associate. So I've very seldom seen someone in the chiropractic industry be happier with just one associate, or make more money with one associate, or get more freedom with one associate, or any of those variations. As you do when you're working at home, you're not. I get interrupted by your daughter. I'm coming, darling. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. So that is the lesson that I wanted to address with you all today. Is that two? This is like a scene from that CNN interview, right? So that's the lesson I want to address to you today. Is the worst number in scaling is two. Don't do it with a business context. Do it with there's another objective context. But you have to go to two to get to five. So I'm not saying don't do two, but make sure it's on the way to four or five. So those of you who want to open multiple practices, don't do two. If you're already at two, here's your goal. If you're already at two, you've got to get those each practice to at least five in each. Then it starts becoming remotely more worthwhile, a lot more worthwhile. But in each of those practices, now here's another thing. If you own two practices and you're splitting practitioners between the two, that doesn't count. It doesn't count. Because my bet is they're still seeing about, at best, 100 between the two. It doesn't count. You need to get to four to five in each for it to be worthwhile. Financially, time-wise, etc., scaling-wise. So now that I've given you that context, for some of you, I'm going to save you a world of pain. For some of you on the call, I've just given you hopefully an aha moment, and some of you are going to be pissed off at me. But they say the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. But for some of you, you're now going to go, yeah, that's true. Actually, now I get it. Like, I thought, no, you do not get freedom from one associate. You do not get freedom from one extra practice. You get a lot less of both, often a lot less money. So my story is the reason that very few self-employed people, our biggest challenge in our industry is that we make amazing money. That's a challenge because it's very difficult to match that as a business. Your profit margins when you are the self-employed person are huge. When you go to a business, you need to be operating profitably at 15% profit margins, 20% profit margins. But you're now operating massively high. So what's the way out? The way out, why are you even trying to do that? Most people are trying to scale to get freedom, right? So that they're not earning, you're not selling your time for money. If you follow Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, you've got employed and self-employed, business owner and investor. If you're trying to get to the other side of it, go Google cash flow quadrant, Robert Kiyosaki. If you're employed or self-employed, that side, about 20% of the world's wealth lives there and about 80% of people live there. So 80% of people are self-employed, about. It's probably close to 95, by the way, but let's say 80% of people are self-employed or employed, and they control about 20% of the world's wealth. Then you've got other half is business owner and investor. They control about 80% of the world's wealth, but only about 20% of people ever get there. For that's something that Blair and Robert said to me at dinner. Although he made a fortune teaching this quadrant, the truth is that for a self-employed person to go to business owner is one of the hardest things they'll ever do. Why? It's a six-figure pay cut. Let me say that again. It's a six-figure pay cut. To be the guy seeing 300 a week and then build the business that sees 500 a week, it's a six-figure pay cut. Unless you have five. Do you understand? Or five associates. So like work out how many, and as a percentage profit margins, how many associates you have to have to even match your income. It's a lot. It's those of you, especially on 200-300 a week, because you don't make all that much money. So for the biggest blessing I had was going as a business partnership, my business partner and I, we had to feed two families with this business. And that was the reason we scaled so fast to nine. Because we realized that not only is it terrible to be at two with one person, but it's terrible to be at four feeding two families. So we need to get to eight or nine. Now, even that, let me tell you about the multiples. It's one. Make amazing money, 0 to 1 million. You make crazy cool money. Then the next is like 4 or 5. You only start making cool money again then at like 4 or 5, not quite, depending on the business, but 4 or 5 practices. So then you've got this middle ground, right? So then at 4 or 5, what do you gain that you weren't gaining at 1? practice. You just gain a bit more time. Okay. But how long does it take most people to get there? It takes very long for most people to get there. So considering the other half of the quadrant, business owner investor, what I've seen being the fastest path in many of the people I work with, the fastest path often is to keep the cash, the very high cash that you're making, high and higher by building a team, dropping your profit margin slightly. Like I said, there's only two things that stop scale. One is not enough profit, other one is too much profit. One is not enough profit, the other one is too much profit. I mean, if you're sitting at 65 profit margin right now and you've got no time, well, that's on you. Drop to 60% or 55% profit margins or 50% profit margins and gain more freedom by building a bigger team. You understand? So all you do is adjusting and the leading and the teaching. I'd suggest that the fastest path to that is be the teacher and marketer and adjuster. That's it. Be the teacher, marketer, and adjuster. That's it. But you have to be able to have the skill set to build the team to do that. So what I've seen in many people in my inner circle group, and many of them, by the way, are doing it right now, one of the fastest ways for you to get freedom is not necessarily
go.
Definitely not go to two. Don't get one associate. If you're looking for freedom, if you're not looking to release yourself from the business, then you're actually probably have a little bit more clarity on it. But don't be stuck in between. You're not getting freedom from one extra practice. You're not getting freedom from one extra associate. You're getting freedom from four or five extra associates or four or five practices. So how do you get freedom if that's not your goal? Well, the definition of freedom is, do you have a little drip on a monthly basis? Do you have an asset that gives you a little drip on a monthly basis? So then I've helped a lot of people stay self-employed, but super high cash, like the cash cow. You have a cash cow. Especially many of you with me, you quadrupled your practice, doubled your practice, added seven figures. What are you doing? Added six figures to your business. What are you doing with that extra six figures? So now this is what I suggest. And it's not either or, it can be both. But that extra six figures that I've helped you make, put that into property, right? So now you're going from self-employed quadrant, you're skipping B quadrant, and you're going straight across to I quadrant, which is investor quadrant. So now you're developing, you're strengthening S, go big. Like, I'm making shit tons of money. I'm making 250K a year. Great. I'm making 300 grand a year. Like, how much more do you need to live on, really? You don't need that much to live on. And then you take the extra six figures and you put it into property. You can buy two properties a year with the extra six figures. More. But crucially, that gives you a little drip. So, like, you know, one of my properties, I just did the P&L on one of my properties, you know, made £15,000 clear net last year, or the financial year just ended, from one of my properties. I'm just that particular one financial year ended now. And, like, I had almost nothing to do with it, you know? And then another one that I'm going to make 30 grand a year from, because I've got 13 people renting that. Another one I've got, right, and I don't know quite the numbers in that, but it's similar. So that's net. After I paid all agencies, management, et cetera. So I'm getting lots of little drips. So I do have a business, which is a profit-making enterprise that works without me. But maybe this business isn't, by the way. This business isn't necessarily a profit-making. It's a self-employed business, right? So I'm selling my time for money. Yes, you guys get that. But I'm using the profits from that to create another drip in the I quadrant. So, in summary, I hope this is helpful. In the chat, please type your aha from this now. Do it now. I can see you watching me live. Who is watching live? Click on that. I'm never so good with this. Live thing. So I hope that like it. Who's here? And type in the chat now. What was your aha from this? But let me summarize. Worst number in business is one. Worst number in scaling is two, in my experience. And if you do go to just one associate or just one extra practice, so two practices, then you have, type in the chat what your aha is, then you understand, then it's a different context. You ain't going to make more money and you're not going to get more time from it. So then you have to ask, what's the point? Then the challenge, as I say, if I'm repeating myself here, but people are joining at different times. The challenge with that, please, if you are joining me in the middle of this, do yourself a favor and watch it from the beginning. It's too important not to watch from the beginning. So your real clarity you need to get from this is, you do need to get to two to go to five, but don't stay at two. Don't stay at two. Hey, Jane, great job. Don't stay at two. It's killer. And often then I get someone who's like seen 300 a week, and then they're like, oh, I want to grow, and they add one associate. two things happen. They don't make more money and don't get more time, and they make less money because their numbers start dropping because they have, you got the same shift with one associate than you do with five. You got the same shift with two practices that you do have five. You got the same finance director with two practices that you have with five. So two is the worst number to scale in the world. It's terrible. And if you're there now, you've got to scale within that to make it and to change the numbers in your favor. You cannot be, if you've got two practices, you've got to have 10 associates or seven associates and seven or six chiropractors and four massage therapists or osteopaths or whatever. Trust me on this, get to four or five of the thing and then it starts to tip in your favor. Type in the chat what your aha is right now. I can see you watching live. Type in the chat. If you joined me halfway through this, go back to the beginning once it's rendered and watch the whole thing. So, summary. Worst number in business is one, but the worst number in scaling is two. And you can sometimes get freedom, which is monthly income, without having to sell your time for money, but not very few people actually get that from being self-employed to business because it's such a substantial pay cut. Because it's some, here's what happens. Man, this is a big piece. I can do a whole comment on this. The reason it doesn't happen is because you're earning such good money as self-employed and you try to hold on to that. But something's got to give for you to grow the business. So what happens is most people try to adjust and grow the four practices. It's not possible, by the way. It ain't possible. Because that's like the founder of McDonald's still selling burgers at the front desk. Bad analogy. That's like the founder of McDonald's still serving people at the front desk. So you are trying to scale by still being self-employed. At some point, you have to pull yourself out of the business, which is a massive pay cut. And I don't recommend it for many people. It ain't worth it. You're making too good money. So keep the business going. Keep the marketing going. Keep the cash cow going. And then think. But having said that, you need to know yourself. So for me, that was the right path. I went from earning 150 grand a year to earning 20. Oh, let me say that again, 24. I went from earning 150K a year as associate to earning 24 a year for about 2 years to scale. It's a six-figure pay cut, which I don't recommend for many people. If you haven't got the five, and that's nothing wrong with that, by the way. If you haven't got the, you're going to make, you know how many people are going to make, you're going to make way more, most of you are going to make way more money than the person with four practices. Trust me. But if, but for me, it was in my heart. It was, I'm a weirdo. So there's nothing wrong with stopping to adjust if that's your, that's your modus operandi. For me, I'm just like that. I hate having something in my diary. I hate having to be somewhere on Monday at 9 a.m. every single day for it. Like, I'm just a weirdo with that. I hate seeing my schedule full. I hate routine in many ways. So for me, that was just for me to be happier and fulfilled, I needed to go that route. Hope that makes sense. But for a lot of you, like, that does fulfill you. So you just make the cash cow. So know yourself. One's the worst number in business, but two's the worst number in scaling. Get to four or five in the thing. There's another one above that. It's really one, four to six, and then really like 15. So you're going to go, oh, Ryan, you've got nine practices. Yeah, I know. We are in the painful zone for the next phase. We're just past it now in some ways, but not massively. Like, let me give you context. I don't make much more money at nine than we did at, say, six. It's the same thing. It's the same thing because you need a bigger team to get to seven, but it's the same team that you get. That's the same size team to get to 10. So you have to go to 10 if you're with me. So one, it's really one, four or five, and then 15, somewhere around there. Love and appreciate you guys. I hope that made sense. Too important for me not to teach this fast. And if you're joining me halfway through, please, by the way, to watch the whole thing, please type in the chat what your aha was. What was your big moment? Then if you watched it halfway through, go to the beginning and watch the whole thing again. It's too important for you not to watch the whole thing again. Love and appreciate you. See you soon. All right, here's my view again. That's my hearing. See you guys. Bye.